We're reading in book 6, the book of fate, canto 2, the way of fate and the problem of pain. And we've reached page 455. 454, yeah. Where did we stop exactly? We must have gone to the end of the chapter at least. The sentence. Oh, yes, I see. It was drawn to an unknown face peering through night. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Page 454, line 633 is where we will start now. It sensed a negative infinity. And this it is the soul looking out from its supreme state in the transcendence, in its vast of truth and consciousness and light. It looks out from its felicity. It feels the spirit's interminable bliss. It knew itself deathless, timeless, spaceless, one. It saw the eternal, lived in the infinite. But then there's a feeling of curiosity, of interest, curious of a shadow thrown by truth. It strained towards some otherness of self. It was drawn to an unknown face peering through night. Something different, something unknown, even in the all-knowing, the all-power. Will you start, Margaret?
Sensed a negative infinity, a void supernal, whose immense excess imitating God in everlasting time, offered a ground for nature's adverse birth and matter's rigid hard unconsciousness, harboring the brilliance of a transient soul that lights up birth and death and ignorant life.
Let's just pause there. What did the soul sense or see?
I don't know what negative infinity is, but it seems to me that it was imagining if one was God.
The soul was experiencing the spirit's interminable bliss. The fact that he uses this word interminable is very interesting, because you only say that, although it means endless, it means it usually in a negative sense. You know, that, oh, it's going on and on and on forever. When is it going to stop? No? That's usually the suggestion of this word, interminable. So it says, if there's something in the divine soul that's looking for another experience. So that's why it strains towards some otherness of self, something that it is not. And so it senses the possibility of an infinity which is not positive, which is not full of bliss, but is negative. An emptiness, a supreme emptiness. It seems to be so enormous that it imitates the Supreme. And it imitates everlasting time. And that emptiness that negative infinity offers a basis, a ground for nature's adverse birth. Not a perfect creation, but something twisted and dark that would allow this rigid, hard unconsciousness of matter. But at the same time, there's the idea that within it there could be a soul, a transient soul that would light up birth and death and ignorant life. As if there's a kind of possibility there that is attractive. This is Narad speaking. This is Narad giving his version of the creation of this universe. It's not quite exactly what Sri Aurobindo shows us in The Life Divine, but it's a very poetically suggestive description of how could this world of pain and suffering have come into existence. And it happens step by step. Jocelyn?
Mind, the glory, despair, nothingness, brings to Zero's form of what is the beginning. Without the fruit of your soul is that creation. The note appears as being huge and cold. It's done so far in the blind infinite. We know that vision is filled with appearance.
Yeah, thank you. It's like an imagination of everything that's the opposite of the divine, eternal and one.
What is it? Where is it?
It seems to be an imagination, something that the soul conceives. I think at the end he says, no? What the spirit sees creates a truth, and what the soul imagines is made a world.
But don't you recognize this in yourself?
Yes, of course. But Narad is explaining how we come to be the way that we are.
Yeah. No.
So at the beginning, at the before all this was manifested, when everything was perfect.
Everybody was laid back.
Every soul was part of the one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, Don.
My memory is poor, but as I recall, in Savitri, with the same Savitri's dad is wandering from world to world.
Asvapati.
Asvapati, and comes upon where all the souls are sitting and waiting to.
Yeah, preparing the adventure of new birth. This is even before that. If we can, of course, we can't really say before, But if we imagine the state beyond creation, beyond manifestation, where there's no time, there's no space, there's no individualization, all the potentialities, all the divine potentialities are contained, he says, concentrated. He speaks of the concentrated Brahman. But complementary to that, there's a state of manifestation where the One spreads itself out as time, as space, as individuality. And the way we read about it in The Life Divine, that happens step by step. There are various steps. And that division that here seems to be coming into focus happens at the level of mind, with the manifestation of mind. Above mind, it's all still connected and one and aware of the origin. But at the level of mind, it seems as if a choice is made to forget, to create a kind of hiatus of consciousness, in order that all these individual possibilities can express themselves and experience their interplay without remembering the oneness. So it seems as if here what Narad is describing is an aspect of that process. No? As a mind arose that stared at that nothingness where nothing exists yet, no? And it imagines, it forms figures of what otherwise could never be. And that mind, in its imagination, it held the opposite of everything that really exists. It's an imagination, but it's the opposite of everything that really exists. So, a naught, a nothingness, then appears to be the cause of existence. So it's like the imagination or the conception of the possibility of an involution in the inconscient, in total unconsciousness, in which there's no the spirit is hidden, pretending not to exist. Consciousness which is eternal and infinite, appears in that imaginary manifestation as something strange, something abnormal. And bliss, which is the very air and substance of the supreme state, becomes a stranger. And it's as if all that possibility of a transient soul involved in something, matter, whatever that may be, the unconsciousness of matter, it holds some attraction. The soul attracted, leaned towards the abyss, and decided that, yes, let's try this adventure. Because it offers another experience, a different experience. Of course, this is, it's another story, like Mother's story of the Asuras. We shouldn't take it too literally.